This is dedicated to the one and only Miss Ruth Hartley Mosley. This is dedicated to the one and only Miss Ruth Hartley Mosley. Born in Savannah in 1886, and after she was born, the world ain't been the same since. She lived with a life of double discrimination, black and a woman, a great combination. But see, the nation she was in, they were hating, so her father taught her independence and determination. She got an education, put the knowledge first, went to North Carolina where she learned to be a nurse. Then to Chicago, she went to get her clinical training at Providence Hospital, quite critical. Came back to Georgia to the state sanatorium in Milledgeville, spreading goodwill like the Emporium. In the colored females department, became head nurse, the black woman she was first. But that's the nature of the mother of the earth, a queen, so she lived like one that knew her worth. This is dedicated to the one and only Miss Ruth Hartley Mosley. This is dedicated to the one and only Miss Ruth Hartley Mosley. In Macon, Georgia, Miss Ruth met a businessman. She was a businesswoman. They made some business plans. Richard Hartley, he had a saloon. 1917, he had a bride as the groom. Soon sold the saloon, chose to leave it alone, cause Miss Ruth had a vision of a funeral home. Miss Hartley at the time became a licensed mortician, taking care of all the needs of the non-living. They met success and decided to invest in real estate to multiply the treasure in their chest. They were a dream team until Rich's death. In 1931, he was laid to rest. But Ruth carried on to make the most of life. So even in dark times, she still shined her light. So, this is dedicated to the one and only Miss Ruth Hartley Mosley. She had a fortune but had no friends. So in 1937, she got married again to Mr. Fisher Mosley, who came from Cochrane. Together they succeeded, knew that failing was no option. 1938, she went back to nursing in the Bibb County School Health Department, serving. So a servant leader, she was the epitome. Stuart Chapel AME, treasurer and trustee. Civil rights fighter, planner and participant. Of sit-ins we read about, she was living it. NAACP leader and founding board member of Booker T. Washington Center, remember. A legacy of love who even after death helped nurses steady health, giving funding from her wealth. A first-class way of life is her legacy, dignified and refined for eternity. This is dedicated to the one and only Miss Ruth Hartley Mosley. This is dedicated to the one and only Miss Ruth Hartley Mosley.